grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man. Marijuana.
If you hold it in, you get a bit more of a buzz on. Yes, I read that somewhere.
No one knows. No one knows because it's not legal yet.
I used to have a Brazilian friend who used to have inhale and then block his nose and then put his head between his legs and like just for ages. It was like a scary amount of time. And he's small by it.
Okay.
Welcome, Chris.
Mike, can I have a, I've got a quick comment to make as well. If anyone out there is listening and you can explain to me why cannabis is sometimes referred to as love boat, let me know. They mentioned it.
Is it because it kind of breaks the walls down a little bit?
I have no idea. In that intro, you know, where he's going, chuba chuba, 420.
I think he just slips into kind of a rap mode where he's
love
just like,
boat. What is it, love boat?
When Chris, you've got it's whatever you want it to be.
I feel like Chris,
come on, you can call it what you want.
Hopefully, and the reason you're kind of here is to anchor the segment into.
Yeah, I'm
trying, but you're
drifting, guys. You're really drifting. No, okay, let's get into it. Let's get into it. So the big news of the week, of course, is that the Ministry of Health is holding some consultation on the medical cannabis scheme, and they've been holding some information sessions, and that was Monday and Tuesday here in Auckland. It was very interesting, and that was just to help people who were really interested in making submissions and had a lot of questions, you know, get those answered before they did them, so you're not off down the wrong track or got a misunderstanding. So I think it was really useful for everyone that went.
Okay.
There was a session for industry that probably had well over 100 people there.
Wow.
It was pretty astounding. The interesting thing was, there were a lot of interesting things, but I guess looking at who was there, there was some pretty serious money kind of lined up. They were being very quiet. And then there was a whole bunch of like farmers and kind of like ordinary people who really didn't know really anything about it. So it was a bit of a mix, but it was certainly shows.
Or the Holiday Inn, which I kind of liked.
That's right. And that was like going back in time, man. It's really, whoa, this
it was
in Auckland?
The one right in front of the airport?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you're in Fiji in the 70s.
Yeah.
It's the one story joint, eh?
That's the one.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. Love it. It was good. It was really interesting. And the patients one as well, that was in the evening. It was a bit late notice. And of course, it's patients who are able to get there and you know, physically able. So it was fairly small, but it was really interesting for the ministry people in particular, I think, to hear what they were going through. And for patients as well to have their questions directly asked. And I think everyone that went will make a better submission as a result. And of course, for those who haven't gone, we've prepared a guide that's on the normal website, Normal Organz. And it's a really good guide with a focus on patients and what they might want to be looking for. And we'll also put up a guide in the next few days on the more kind of technical aspects as well that other people might be interested in. But submissions on that close on the 7th. It's only 2 weeks away. So if you've got some feelings, make them known. And I guess if we quickly go through what the main sort of questions are, it's all about improving access to affordable, safe medical cannabis products for all New Zealanders. And if we take that as a starting point, and that is the starting point in the document, then you have to assess the different things that it does and will that achieve that. And so one of the things that they're doing, for example, to bring affordability down is encourage production here in New Zealand and recognizing that not everyone can be farmer standard right away. So should we have another kind of lower production standard to let people get into it while they build up? That's how they did it in Canada, and that those companies have gone on to kind of dominate the world. So it seems to be a pretty successful model to me, but that's something that people might want to think about in terms of the viability of the industry. But in terms of patient access, it does change the rules around how people will access cannabis. For most cannabis products, they'll still be called an unapproved product, and that means your GP, and the way that they're proposing it, your GP will still need a specialist in order to prescribe those cannabis products for you. And that, in my mind, is perhaps not enough change to the current situation, which is where you need a specialist and the Ministry of Health to approve it. Now, so the ministry is exiting the equation, which is great. It's leaving it up to the doctors, but there's still two involved and there's still a specialist. In some parts of the country, it's very hard to get hold of a specialist in your condition, or there might only be one available. Like, for example, there's one pain specialist for the entire upper half of the North Island. Oh, sorry, South Island. So if you live in that region and that you can't get to that person or they don't support you using it, then tough luck. So it was very common among the patients that were there that they couldn't really understand it. And I, in fact, asked them a question as to, well, a GP can actually prescribe an unapproved product without needing a specialist involved, but under this scheme, if it's a cannabis unapproved product, they will need a specialist involved. And so that isn't treating it like other medicines, that's actually continuing to make it more difficult. And I think the ministry were actually very receptive to changing that particular thing, so I'd really encourage people. I think that will make the biggest difference out of anything they're talking about, is let your doctor prescribe you the medical cannabis product without you having to go off to see another doctor to back them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it? Can we go one step further and so wait a minute, the doctor prescribes it and then you go to a pharmacy to get it?
That's exactly what will happen.
Yeah.
So it's within the current kind of medical system, right? You go to a doctor, you get prescribed a product, you go into a pharmacy.
Yeah.
So that is what happens.
Prescribe at a pharmacy, even.
Well, that's a different thing. That's when a medicine gets reclassified as pharmacy only or over the counter, and that's something that we're looking at working through with CBD, and seeing if we can move that into a lower.
That makes
one.
Sense.
Yeah, and it might be certain dose forms or whatever.
Especially
that
it's non-psychoactive, right? So there's no
exactly.
Be afraid of it. It's
Cool. Yeah. So the question there is, though, under these current rules, the pharmacy won't be able to hold them in stock. So you'll get your prescription, you'll go down to the pharmacy, and they'll go, huh? And then they have to find it.
Typical
so, they want to find it, but they're going to need a bit of guidance there. And I couldn't actually see any changes in this document that were aimed at pharmacists.
Okay.
There could well be, but I haven't found them. So it seems to me that the process at that end, at the pharmacy end, won't change at all. So again, that might be something that people might want to make suggestions about. That's kind of that. That's open in the next couple of weeks. As I say, you can go to Normal Organs Ed or just Google Health and Medical Cannabis Consultation. It just comes right up and you can get in there. Get in contact with us if you want some help putting your stuff together. But the other big
Normal
thing...
Normal NZ is what you're saying?
Normal NZ,
okay,
that's
reach
the
out.
One.
You guys are on the Facebooks and that.
Yeah. And the other big thing is I guess if we go back to the referendum, there's a couple of things happen. One is that we've discussed it on here before, the chief science advisor getting involved or being asked to give back, run a public campaign and dispel some myths around cannabis. That was something that people have been advocating for a while, and it's really cool to see the government take that and actually do it, because clearly they won't do it themselves.
Yeah.
Right? And what we've had in just this week is two interesting things happen. An opinion piece down in the Dominion, without Helen Clark's help, cannabis reform will go down in flames.
Why?
And this is,
heck?
Is because we're missing in action. This is how it goes. Reformers are missing in action while the forces of prohibition.
They're making videos with the fucking voting, little orange voting guy, which doesn't seem legal at all, by the way.
The forces of prohibition, I think he's referring to them as, have wasted no time to set on full bore a fog machine of misinformation, disinformation, and misguided moral panic. Only one side is engaged in the fight. And he goes on to say something that I've said before, and that is they've left it to Chloe Swarbrick. Bless her, but she is the youngest MP in Parliament, a first-term MP, and the government is missing in action.
And the oldies don't.
So he's
don't
saying,
kind of, yeah.
Bring back Helen. And let Helen, she's well known for supporting drug law reform all around the world, former commissioner of the UN. She's actually just started up a foundation at AUT.
Okay.
And Helen, if you're listening, please get involved in the cannabis debate. But we also, we can't just leave it either to Helen. We've all got to get involved. Because it's become very clear, there's another interesting story. It was just yesterday, Jacinda Ardern refusing or being put to it and saying that, she won't reveal how she's going to vote and she won't kind of recommend how people should vote. So there you go, it's clear. The government is not going to be actively engaged in this. So we actually really need to support this chief science advisors work and get people like Helen Clark involved. And then finally, just as it relates to that, the home of prohibition, speaking of which, the United States, a law has been introduced into their Congress this week. This is the first ever introduced to the Congress at this level by the chair of the Judiciary Committee. This has never happened before, right? And this is actually, I've said, I think last week or the week before, that the model in Illinois is the best we've got. Well, they've just trumped it again. Not Trump. This is actually, it's a broad coalition. And I predicted this in my blog at the beginning of this year, that Trump will legalize cannabis by the end of this year.
Right. Well, there's money.
Right.
There's money.
People
in it.
Laugh.
There's
but hey,
it, right?
He's a bit of a disruptor.
He's
and
a
I don't think.
Though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't think he will be the one to start it, but he won't stop it. And this could be the start of it right here.
Mm-hmm.
This is called the MORE Act, the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act. And it has this huge focus on social equity, giving people the opportunity to be involved, reinvesting in communities that have been harmed, and expunging all those convictions. And that's the sort of thing we need to do here, and that's what's going to win the referendum.
Kia ora, bro.
Amazing. Hey, Chris Fowley, thank you very much for coming in and being so informative, patient
right
with us.
Thanks for having me.
And getting people engaged with issues which may affect them or their children.
Kia pai. Definitely the future for us. I actually have a really mint propaganda track coming up.
All right.
By McGruff the Crime Dog from about 1983. Stick around.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.